to go. Sort of a lackluster first half, really, on both ends. Platte County had a good first half from Rachel Holden. But she's about all they had. 10 points for Holden, and the team only had 13 total points. Chillicothe a little more success spreading it around. Chillicothe have the basketball goal to the left of the one in front of the pull-out bleachers on the end of the gym. If you're familiar with Lafayette, they have the basketball. Chillicothe with the lead and the basketball to start the third quarter. Clampett gets it into Graves. Graves pivots, shoots over Holden, doesn't get it to fall. Nice turnaround, but couldn't get the ball through the hoop. Dribble drive coast to coast, and Brooke Zinner has her first bucket. And it's a six-point Chillicothe lead. As Platte County makes the first points, 25 seconds into the second half. Whitney Clampett works it left side to Barnett. Chillicothe's trying to work their weave offense to Hannah Jones. Jones, dribble drive down the boulevard. The seas part, and Jones walks it up and in. Hannah Jones split the defenders and dropped it in to lead by eight. Baseline right. Gabby Robinson comes up off the mark. Chillicothe the rebound. Hannah Jones, top of the key. Nothing develops off an attempted pick by Caitlin Parkey. So Jones backs it back out and resets it again. Jones goes to the hole again. Running one-hander, counted on the baseline. Circled around the right wing, and Jones with back-to-back buckets. She has 10, and it's a 10-point lead. Dish inside to Robinson. Graves had her feet set, but they managed to work around her. And Holden gets it to fall as they continue to trade buckets. 8-point lead for Chillicothe once again. So Graves had her defensive stand set, but Holden able to dribble around it. Of course, if you slide over or do anything other than including blink an eye, they're usually going to call you for a foul. So Jones splits the defenders. Oh, they got a jump ball as Hannah Jones trips over a couple of players' legs, but they say a jump ball and possession arrow pointing Platte County's way. Platte County's chance to get a little bit closer. Lady Hornets lead at 25-17, 6-12 left in the third quarter. We're at Lafayette High School, Class 4, District 16, opening round tournament game. Zinner across the timeline, right side to Bogart, up top to Zinner. Circle left to Hoover, dish inside Robinson, or Holden, rather. I don't know why I call her Robinson. Holden puts it in. She's got 14. She is getting it done. And it's a six-point ball game. Chillicothe goes over left side to Clampett, feed into Graves. Graves splits the defenders, draws a foul, goes to the line. Holden, 7 of 9 from the floor, but picks up her third foul. Check it, the foul was actually on Madison Fine, number 24, the 6-foot player. So Holden with two fouls, Fine now with one, and Graves misses the free throw. 5:36 left to play, third quarter, 25-19, 6-point lead for Chillicothe. Platte County scored the first free throw for the first point Chillicothe's led ever since, and Graves makes one out of two. She's got 8 points, Hannah Jones with 10. Chillicothe leads Platte County by 7 in this girls' game. Across the timeline, Zinner. Ooh, trying to get a little bit fancy with a spin and a weave and a bob, but called for cupping the basketball. So Platte County turnover. And here comes Chillicothe. Hannah Jones across the timeline with 5:23 left in the third, leading 26-19. Jones, top of the key. Sees the three ball off the back of the rim. Didn't get it to fall. Holding the rebound. Down court in a hurry. White wing. Madison Fine, three ball. Nope, still not there. Rebound and stick back doesn't fall for Jesse Hoover. Chillicothe clears out the board. Jones stutter steps. Thinks about driving instead. Pulls it back out on the right wing. Skips it up top to Clampett. Platte County continues their man-to-man defense. Timeout, Chillicothe. Lady Hornets want to talk about it. We're back in 30 seconds. Chillicothe leading Platte County 26-19. This is KCHI. 26-19, Chillicothe leads it by 7, 4:45 left in the third quarter. Platte County a little bit tougher than their record. Chillicothe having problems dealing with Rachel Holden on both ends of the floor. Holden's got 14 of the team's 19 points and probably half a dozen blocked shots. Feed inside to Graves. There's another one on Holden. Jump ball is the call. Chillicothe's possession arrow. Gabby Robinson checks back in, and Lindsay Bogard sets down. Chillicothe inbounds it. Baseline right. Clamp it. Looking for the weak side to Parkey, but inbounds pass slapped out of bounds by Jesse Hoover. They'll try it again. Clamp it. Goes weak side to Graves. Graves draws a double team. And there's the foul on Platte County. Graves goes back to the line. Platte County, nice job collapsing back on the weak side defense. But Holden picks up her third foul, second team foul. Chillicothe yet to be whistled this quarter. Carson Keithley and Haley Jones set to check in. First one by Graves is in. That's her 12th free throw attempt tonight. 8 of 12, and officially, is, or 7 of 12 is what I have her for. Graves. Goes through her routine. Second one halfway down, back out. 8-point lead again for Chillicothe. Platte County. Up top, Gabby Robinson. Left side to Zinner for the Lady Pirates. Zinner goes right side to Hoover. Looks at Keithley's defense for Chillicothe. He has to go back up top. Lob it into Holden. Holden stutter step. No one called it. Three ball finally. Platte County makes a three ball. Amazingly, Jesse Hoover with the three ball. And it's a 5-point game. This one is not settled. Platte County just not going to go away. 27-22. Carson Keithley left side. Lobs it inside to Clampett. Clampett takes it up against Rachel Holden. Someone fouled her. And that's what you want to do. That's number 4 now on Holden. And she'll have to come out after this first free throw. Clampett, first visit to the line tonight. Had a pair of three balls in the first quarter. And has a free throw here. So the just as tall but not quite as talented Cheyenne Warren checks in for Holden. Also, Robinson comes out as well as a fresh pair of legs. Lindsay Bogart checks in for her. Clampett, second one. Halfway down and back out. Clampett makes one out of two. It's a 6-point Chillicothe lead, 28-22. Zinner across the timeline, weaving and bobbing. Over to Hoover. Circle left for Platte County. Baseline to Zinner. Lobs it inside. Holden doesn't get it to fall. About 6 feet away in the paint. She's more of a low post shooter. I'm sorry, that was not Holden. That was Warren. Holden is on the bench with four fouls. Chillicothe's rebound. Left side, Hannah Jones gets it into sister Haley. Haley, problems inside. Bumps it out to Keithley. Keithley, 3-second call inside. It's Keithley trying to dribble drive for the shot. Jones in the paint, just a whisker too long. 28-22, Chillicothe by 6, 3:17 left in the third. Platte County's ball. Lady Hornets applying a little pressure. Backcourt, Madison Fine. Works against Clampett. Spin move across the timeline. Right side to Bogard. Bogard thought about a three ball. Turned it down. Goes up top to Zinner. Working against Carson Keithley. Under 3 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Chillicothe 28, Platte County 22 in this girls' district opening game. High post Warren goes right wing. Trey not there for Lindsay Bogard. Chillicothe. Works for the rebound. Oh, and we got a Platte County player took a hard tumble, stood up, wobbled, and is helped back down. And we're going to have an injury timeout. The foul was on Cheyenne Warren for Platte County. We'll be back after this. An injury timeout on KCHI. Jessie Hoover comes off the floor with a little assistance. Still a little wobbly under her legs there. I don't know if it's a concussion. She kind of hit her head as she slipped and fell on the floor. So hopefully it's nothing serious. Wish her the best of luck. Chillicothe turns the ball over. Stolen by Bogart. Poked loose by Trimble. Three ball for Fine. No, still can't find her shooting range. Weak side offensive board for Lindsay Bogart for Platte County. Bogart pivots, finds Trimble, sends it inside to Warren, and Warren travel. In case you're wondering about their shooter, Rachel Holden picked up her fourth foul a little earlier and probably will be on the bench the rest of this quarter. 2:11 left in the third. She has 14 of the team's 22 points. Chillicothe across the timeline. Hannah Jones over left side to Whitney Clampett. Blocking foul. That's on Madison Fine. That'll be her second, 15 foul. Chillicothe yet to be whistled for a foul in this quarter. And checking in now, number 14, Shelley Lawrence, the 10th player to get in the ball game for Platte County. Lawrence is a 5'9 junior. Pass goes inside underneath to Parkey. Parkey is fouled. Can't get the shot to fall. Goes to the line. That's on number 14, who just checked into the ball game. Cheyenne Lawrence. Parkey in the act of shooting. First free throw is no good. Parkey looking for her first points. Gets a couple pats on the back. Says, let's get this one. Chillicothe sending in Maggie Leatherman for the first time. She wants to go in for Parkey, the shooter. Barnett checks in for Hannah Jones. Minute 59 left to play in the third quarter. Chillicothe 28, Platte County girls 22. Parkey's second one falls after missing her first one. And Leatherman checks in for her. 7-point lead now for Chillicothe. They trailed at the beginning of the game 1-0, but that's been the only time Platte County has led. Top of the key, Zinner goes over left side. Head fake thrown, dribble drive underneath the bucket, kicks it out right wing to Fine. Up top to Bogart. Up top, Zinner for the three ball, doesn't get it to fall. Battle for the rebound, falls into Haley Jones' hands. Clampett across the timeline. Whitney Clampett over Carson Keithley, right wing. Three ball for Carson, halfway down, back out. Battle for the rebound, controlled by Platte County. Lady Pirates, Zinner across the timeline. We go over circle left to Trimble. Around the horn to go right side now. Can't get it inside to anybody. Stick on the perimeter. Barnett working against Mickey Trimble. Hands it in the corner to Zinner. Right side now to Madison Fine. Kicks it back out. Three ball halfway down, back out for Zinner. Referees with a whistle again on Platte County. That's the 7th or 8th team foul. Chillicothe yet has not committed a foul this quarter. Fouls are 7-0. And Maggie Leatherman will get a 1-1 look as Hannah Jones checks in for Clampett. Keithley comes out and Micah Clark checks in. So Maggie Leatherman, usually pretty reliable free throw shooter. We'll see how she does on this 1-1. That was the second foul on Loris. First one, dances around the rim, doesn't fall in. Misses the front of a 1-1. Rebound Platte County. Lady Pirates down court. Under a minute left in the third, 29-22. Chillicothe still leads it. Third quarter winding down. Loris tries to post up. Jones gets in there to tie her up. And it is Platte County's basketball. Lindsay Bogart. This is a completely different Platte County team when 6'2 Rachel Holden is on the bench in foul trouble. Just a completely different team. Confidence isn't there at all. Just like right there, an inbounds pass went right through Mickey Trimble's hands and into Chillicothe's. Lady Hornets with the steal. Down court, Barnett. Baseline right, kicks it out right wing to Hannah Jones. She checks with Coach Parkey with 22 seconds left. In the quarter, leading 29-22. Jones, left wing. Up top, Micah Clark sees the three ball. Oh, halfway down, back out. Loose basketball. Rebound controlled by Platte County. Platte County crosses with 5 seconds left. They go inside. Oh, I didn't see a foul there, but they call it on Maggie Leatherman. So Leatherman commits a foul with 2.5 seconds left, and in the act of shooting, Shelly Loris at the line. Takes her time. First one, misses everything. Well short. 2.5 seconds left in the third quarter. 29-22 Chillicothe leading Platte County girls in the opening round of the Class 4 District 16 tournament at Lafayette High School. Second one is in after missing the first one. Running one-hander half court. Oh, just off the back of the rim. That was so close to going in by Hannah Jones. Fourth quarter next. This one's not decided. Chillicothe 29, Platte County 23. We're back in 60 on KCHI.